Excerpt from the recovered journal of Delir Saroth, Fey-touched Drow Explorer. 14 Ebontide, year 703. Today we break the seal and enter the spiral. Don't know exactly what we'll find within. One thing I know for sure is that to enter the spiral is to invite madness. It is clear that whatever has caused the Wenya to leave will be found within. Myself, my assistant, and three others leave at noon. This is perhaps the last entry I will pen, but I have pledged my life in the defense of the Wenya. So there's nothing more to be done than to take the final steps toward the spiral. 16, Ebontide, year 703. We have been walking for the last 48 hours down and up and around in all directions. It seems that the spiral is anything but. All of this walking, and we have not seen hide nor hair of anything but rock. One thing is certain, however. We are nearing the Slua. I can feel uneasiness on the edges of my mind. On one hand, that means we are nearing our goal, but on the other, it means that we quite possibly have less resistance to his power than once we realized. We will need to be strong if we are to survive. Day unknown, likely still ebontide. We have lost track of time. We have lost track of space. The corridors continue. They never end. It's maddening. We often forget who we are. The effort we are taking to keep ourselves on track is slowing this journey down. I'm beginning to think that this is a fruitless pursuit, that this is somehow our cousin's revenge for us losing our way. I am going to turn around. I'm coming back home. This is pointless. Day one, I suppose. I found this journal. It speaks of a journey. It speaks of something called the Slua. Sometimes I think I remember that that writer is me. Well, the handwriting seems to match, but it can't be. I was born today. I know. This is my birthday. Welcome to the world. Day. Nothing. Time is nothing to the Slua. I draw the spiral. I walk the spiral. I follow the spiral. I am the spiral. I am the spiral. I am the spiral. The spiral must grow. It must fill the world. All those who defile this holy place must be destroyed. I hear the footsteps. The non-believers, we shall wait in darkness. None can stop us.
Remaining journal entries indecipherable. Explorer Sarah, missing, presumed dead.
Welcome, welcome, welcome! We are the Architects of Entropy, and this is episode 31! Yeah, we're still in the studio. Got Kevin here. Hey, Kevin.
Hi.
Hey, Rick.
Howdy.
Hey, MJ.
Hey, hey.
Hey, Scott.
Still in the basement, still on a drive-thru microphone. How you doing?
All right.
But at least the drive-thru microphone has been upgraded from McDonald's to Taco Bell.
Is that an upgrade? That seems like a lateral move.
Yeah. Either way.
Matter of perspective.
Personal preference.
Hey, did either of them sponsor us? Because if so,
no.
Okay, then the hell with them.
Say whatever they want. You want.
So, last we met you guys, you were all back together again. And you are still in Wenya's Hollow, but you are seem to be lurching ever closer to some kind of confrontation with something. Your NPC helper seems to shift with, you know, however many NPCs I want to voice at the same time. So, or you know, because of Fae stuff. That's why Fae stuff.
It's just chaotic magic.
Chaotic magic, yeah.
There you go.
And after, 28 episodes, we finally see an actual proper drow, and not one that's actually a changeling.
Yay.
In disguise. We talked a little off-air about drow society. You know, tell us a little bit about what, you know, kind of how that went.
Well, so we talked about the fact that it's more egalitarian than what people are used to seeing from drow. And it's each little sect or tribe or whatever you want to call it is pretty insular. So it has its own sort of rules and system of government. And they're very secretive, so all of them are secretive from each other. They probably know little things here and there, but so some may be ruled by a matriarchy, some may be an oligarchy, some may be a patriarchy. There you have it.
Are there patterns of worship to the drow? Is there a spider motif?
No, there's no spider motif.
Okay.
Even though the driders are cool, but they're freaky too, so yeah. No. I think there is certainly underground, so whatever you would find underground, maybe some like worms or some like...
Moles,
badger moles, beetles, you know, each probably has its own sort of animal mascot thing. Mm.
Okay.
Or insect.
All right. And the Fae Touched, that's funny because we were going through our world building. We would add stuff at certain points of time, and it seemed to be about 50 years or so after the drow entered in with the like formal diplomatic relations with Wenya's Hollow, which was one of the, you know, one of the actions you could take in the little thing we were playing was like, are they, you know, they make diplomatic relations with Wenya's Hollow, and then about 50 years later, you created a subrace called the Fae Touched, and then all this time later, you know, we're working on fleshing out Wenya's Hollow, and I realized, oh yeah, that would make sense, because the Fae Touched drow would no doubt come from here.
Right.
And then we talked a little about what that means, and that it's very, like, there's no one set of things, it's just they have, they're affected by the Fae, so they are somewhat fey creatures. They'll have certain abilities. It might change some of their natures to a certain extent.
And their appearance a little bit.
And their appearance a little bit, yes. When last we left you guys, you were in the drow cave in the center of Wenya's Hollow, and you were surrounded by a bunch of drow who say, who are you? What is your purpose here? If you lie to us, we'll kill you.
To which Sika will respond, you mean you no harm?
Oh, and I'm sorry, they do say it in common.
Okay, okay, I was wondering. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Well, and still, I will still look at, you know, assuming he hasn't disappeared yet.
Oh, yeah. You look down for where Chinook was, and he is gone. Well,
I'm looking at Sika because I heard her speak drow, so.
We mean you no harm. My name is Ika Hogwater, and these are my companions. We're here to investigate the trouble that's been in corrupting Wenya's Hollow. And we suspect it's potentially down this way, or perhaps even affecting you. We mean no harm to any drow, unless in self-defense.
Well, I know you're not lying, but I can tell you, the corruption did not start here. The corruption... Well, as far as we're concerned, the corruption ends here.
What can you tell us about it?
If you've been in the Hollow, then you know. Something happened. Something primal has gone wrong with this place. Certain forces have become corrupted, and this place has become a breeding ground for the Dark Fae. This is something we were assured would never happen when our people settled here. And something we're in the process of working out how to deal with.
That's why we're here.
Perhaps I'm addressed to you guys. Could enlighten me. I sort of jumped in here, but the Knight of Rambles said we needed to go to investigate the Slua in the Spiral. How does this get us there?
This would bring us closer, perhaps a way to get to the Slua, as I understood it.
All right, well, I'll look at the drow. Yes, good sir. I am Sir Nolan, and I am a boon companion of Zika Hardwater, and we are trying to find the Slua, which is the entity, as I understand it, that protects Wenya's Hollow from the Dark Fae. And we are under the understanding that you have some gate or passage or method of moving closer towards the Slua, that we can find out why this entity is no longer protecting Wenya's Hollow. We have sworn an oath and are on a quest.
The first thing you'll notice is when anybody mentions the Slua, the drow get visibly irritated. And the more you mention it, the more they get kind of visibly upset.
Well, I will refrain from singing the Slua song, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
They told me not to lie, so... Who the hell?
appears to be a trigger of some level. They're not, like, attacking you or anything.
Is this talk distressing to you?
The relationship between us and the Slua is complicated. But there are things afoot to deal with this. And if you are indeed on a quest to fix this place...
Aye.
You should probably speak to our chieftain.
We would appreciate that.
Be careful with just throwing around the Slua. It's very touchy for some people.
We'll do that.
Yeah, and if somebody wants to give me an insight roll, they can.
I'm terrible at it.
17.
17? Okay. Anybody get higher than a 17? Okay.
No.
Razor, yeah, there's... This definitely is... He's not steering in the wrong direction. But there's... You're definitely reading there's a lot more personal significance to this than he's even letting on. Almost like the fact that he's even sharing this with you is, for his drow sensibilities, a little bit giving away too much. But it's almost like... He has to say this to protect you, or else he wouldn't say anything about it. It's like, sensitive issue like right now. Like a topic sensibility. Topical sensibility. So, they will lead you further down into the cave. And eventually, the cave widens out into a massive complex, and there are buildings like set into the cavern itself. And they follow this similar design. It's elvish, but like goth elvish, you know? So there are those, you know, like gates with a, you know, with a peak at the top, and they're rounded, but they have all kinds of dark accents, and they're black, and it's lacquered stone, and there are insect-like designs in places, and there are structures that kind of wind around like worms and snakes, and it's crazy. But you can definitely see a beauty and purposefulness to it. And then the tunnel system goes off in all directions, you know, up, down, sideways, everywhere. They're like places that you could climb up and go up, places you can go down, places you can just go across and connect to other areas. It is very, very dimly lit, mostly by phosphorescence. So there are phosphorescent fungus everywhere. It is
sweet.
Dim light,
yeah.
For those of you who don't have dark vision. It's just kind of like regular light for those of you who have dark vision. It's definitely atmospheric. And as the guards lead you down here, you see drow just start popping out of doorways, and they come out just to kind of see what's going on. Many of them are armed, but not taking up arms. They have a look of wariness to them. It's definitely, this place gives you an on-alert feeling. And there are a couple of tunnels that have similar gates on them that are locked, and they have guards standing near them. You are ushered into the center of town, over to this area where there's like a structure of like stalagmites that come up to like a dais, and one of the guards sounds a call. How would a drow, like, what would they use? What would like a drow, like, whistle thing be?
It'd probably be something pretty subtle and maybe lower in tone.
Yeah. Okay. Just like a low-toned whistle. And then eventually more people come out. There's a big building in the center. Definitely fancier than the other ones. There are guards all over it. And a figure steps forward. She's a female figure. She's taller than the other drow. The drow aren't really that tall. They're shorter than other elves. But this one's a little bit taller. She definitely has a regal bearing to her. She's beautiful. Her hair is stark white. Her eyes are that. And you're noticing a lot of people have that, like, grayish eyes. And there is, like, a glow to her, like a purplish glow kind of coming off her. You're not exactly sure what that is, but it's definitely kind of some weird fey thing. And then, well, she has the weapon is slung to her back. It looks like a very large pole arm. She's wearing like this kind of ceremonial looking lacquered armor that is kind of like has the feeling of like a chain armor, but it's not made of like your traditional metal. Very strange. And she makes her way up to the dais and everybody comes around.
Are people bowing or anything? What are they doing?
People are showing reverence by just kind of slightly bowing their heads.
Okay. I'll do that soon.
Some of them are making a hand gesture that feels like some kind of salute. The guards step forward. They're still surrounding you.
Hey, just under my breath to everybody, I'm like, what are we actually asking for? And do you want me to talk to the highborn lady, or does someone else want to?
You're welcome to if you like.
I'd prefer not
all
to.
Right. So it's all Kieran.
I'm happy to as well. But we want to get to the spiral.
All right, I'm going to take it to the spiral. Okay. I'll ask, and then you can jump in with anything I miss. Good?
Sure.
And, keep my head bowed until addressed.
So the guard starts speaking to the chieftain in Drow. So, Zika, you're the only one who kind of understands this. She just says, you know, these four outsiders came through the gate. They claim to be here on a quest to fix the hollow. And then she asks, who let them in? They appear to have let themselves in. There were no guards at the gate. I have none that followed them, and they didn't appear to have met anyone. Do you not find that strange? Yes, we will. We'll look into what happened. And her eyes just kind of roll up into her head. She says, you can go. And the guard just kind of bows his head and goes, and is probably in a lot of trouble. And then she addresses you in common. I am Eldrith Merrowspike, chieftain of this tribe. We are the Fae Touched. We are the children of the original founders of this cave. We are intrinsically bound to this place. We cannot leave. We cannot work constructively with our fellow drow. They do not trust us. This is known. I'm not telling you any secrets. This is our home. And for better or worse, we will stay here. For now, we are forced to hide. But in time, we will take care of this problem. Why should I listen to you? Why should I trust you? Why should I not turn you away?
Your Grace, first, apologies for our violation of your territory. It was done only with utmost urgency with our endeavor to cure the hollow. We have been tasked with this by the Knight of Brambles, and Dame Knight has told us that our only chance is to secure access to the spiral so that we may fix this at the root. I have sworn an oath to do this. We all have sworn an oath, and despite our desire and intentions, it would seem that we must have your help to do this, and we must have your permission. As to why you should trust us, if I am lying, treat me like a liar. But, as I said, I have sworn an oath to destroy the corruption of Wenya's Hollow, and I will spend every breath I have to do that. And I will bow again very deeply. Let me know if you need any kind of roll. I've had a bath recently. I'm very charismatic.
Yeah, go ahead and give me a charisma persuasion if you have it.
I've got it. 26.
Oh, look at you.
Nice.
It's a Scott character, and there are charisma skills. Come on.
Of course. This guy is super charismatic. You've seen it before, but now he's laying out all of it. He, is like a knight. In that moment, you have no trouble believing he's a knight. You're like, oh, he's a knight. I don't know what the rest of his story, but he's a knight. Really, really believes he's a knight.
It's like a couple of drow off to the side with one tear coming down.
They're all like nodding.
Oh, yeah. Wandering through the woods, he was just a jerk. But here, talking to people. Okay.
Sir Knight, your tale is quite moving. I have no doubt that you have entered into this quest with the intention of going to the center of the spiral and defeating the Slua, or what binds it. I know the Knight of Brambles. We have had dealings. We do not always see eye to eye. Let me tell you what we see and what we know must be done. As long as this current state of things remains unchecked, this place will become overrun with the Dark Fae. The beings here, after years of living in an idealistic paradise where those of ill intent are turned away and evil is not allowed to exist, despite their powers and their best efforts, are ill-equipped to deal with what is happening now. In time, this place will be nothing like it was. And the evil will spread from this place and drown Ayamora. Something has changed in the world. We feel it. Our cousins feel it. And soon the rest of the world will know it. Being as we are cut off, there's little detail we know. But we have encountered others that claim to have a knowledge of what is going on beneath the surface. But these sources could never be trusted. They always had some kind of ulterior motive. The truth is, there is nothing we can do about the Slua. We cannot go there. We cannot fight it. Our only choice is to cleanse the Hollow with fire. Once our numbers are together, we will set out in packs, going all four directions and burning everything, root, stem. And if the Wenya exist in any form, it will regrow. But if they are dead, then this will become a monument to the failure of the Fae to control this holding. I do not want to be the queen of a burned land, but I am prepared to be so to prevent what will happen. If you enter the spiral, it will take you, and you'll become part of the Slua. And then, one way or another, we will meet again.
Please, we beseech you. We wish for the opportunity to enact this oath we have all taken. Give us but a few days to go into the spiral and see if we can affect the change that you are banned from doing. And perhaps such a horrible option will not have to be enacted.
If we die, we fail. We die and we fail, you can still burn everything, root and bough. But yes, as my companion says, give us the chance.
If only it were that simple. Other people have taken it upon themselves to help guard this world. When this started, we sent people off into the Hollow to beseech the Kaliok, the witches who set up the defenses, the gloaming, as they call it. None were found. It appears that they have left, that they have turned their backs on the Hollow, the place that birthed them, the place that birthed us. But unlike us, they could just pick up and leave, go anywhere in the world. We can't. We're stuck here, for better or worse. So, with all due respect, if the Kaliok cannot go down into the spiral, how can I believe that you will go down to the spiral and have any success?
Because we have sworn an oath. We could be anywhere, but we are here. I have walked through a swamp of misery and battled shadows and fought a thing I know not what outside this gate, outside your realm, to come here. There are roads that lead to many other places just outside of this hollow, and we could be on one of them now, but we are here. So let us complete our quest or die trying, as we have sworn to do. And then, my lady, you will have your realm back, or you can burn it to ash as you will. And I'll just kind of stand there and try not to tremble too much.
Scott, you can give me another persuasion, and everyone else can give me an insight. And even you can give an insight, too,
All right.
You want.
Let's see. That is a 21 persuasion, and that is a 3 insight. I'm too busy handsoming.
18 insight.
Same.
Okay. So Zika and Razor, you're getting to tell the more she speaks when she talks about the spiral and the slua, there is definitely a lot more to it than she's saying. And there's a specific fear tinged with sorrow when anybody talks about going into the spiral. And even as you're seeing all these other drow, there are many here that noticeably get very uncomfortable when you even talk about the spiral. She is still moved by her words. But Zika and Razor, you get a feeling that if there's something that can press this to some kind of real, like, possibility, you should probably explore that. Because right now, he's making a lot of good points, but he's just not moving her right where she needs to be. You need something to push it over the goal.
I'm appealing to logic, not to her feelings. So, yeah. And that's very Nolan. He sees his thing, and he's plowing right towards it. So.
Yep.
Milady, if there's perhaps a way that we could talk to you further, there something seems to be holding you back from speaking fully and frankly with us. Perhaps it is the audience here. Could we speak frankly in private?
Presumptuous, but given that I have no reason to fear a sudden assassination attempt, I feel that I can grant this request. And at that, there are some members of the crowd that look even more uncomfortable. Given you made those insight rolls before, you know that, like, they're afraid she's going to tell you. And they don't know how that is going to reflect back on them. But she will usher you, and the other guards will bring you into her chamber. So you go into this place, and it's even more glorious than anything else you've seen, in dark, and the light is even lower here. Like, it's almost pitch black, but the luminescence hits off of everything in the most beautiful way. And you finally get to a chamber in the center of this place, further and further down, and it's a big round room, and there is a large black stone chair in the center, and there are these smaller chairs all around it. And it's once again this carved in concave areas that all go up to a point in the ceiling, and they're phosphorescent plants are laid out like the stars in the sky. Those of you who've looked at the stars in the sky will recognize certain patterns, like this is mirroring the night sky. This is our most sacred spot. This is where we commune and make decisions for the tribe. And yes, there's more to this that you do not know, but you have moved me, and she looks at Nolan. So I feel that I must share with you our concern. When we came here, originally, we didn't know what to expect. Our knowledge of the Fae was based on the experiences of our cousins, the above-ground elves. She kind of puts a little bit of a spike on that elves disdain. Like, ugh, we're related, but yuck, don't like it. Like our creepy racist uncle or whatever. They speak of incursions of raw chaos. They speak of wonders that come at a price, secrets that must not be repeated. All manner of close-minded opinions. People do not know a lot about elves. There is a lot of talk that we are long-lived or immortal, and it is, we live longer than most looking at the humans. or what she perceives as a humans, because she's good, but she's not that good. You know? She might spend like maybe 10 minutes alone with you and maybe figure out what you are, but then again, maybe not. Who knows?
You feel pretty confident.
But there are none here alive, part of that original tribe of Drow who came here to treat with the Fae. But we as a species did come here before our cousins. We knew of the Nexus, and we knew we should get here before them and get a sense of what this world is really about before they came in and started pushing themselves around in everyone's business. But those of us here wanted to see what this place was about. We had heard about a magical forest that was filled with wonders, and that only those with the best of intentions could dwell. And, well, we don't always have the best of intentions. But many of us felt worthy. And when we arrived and made ourselves known, we could sense the difference between us and them. The Wenya was wary, but they did accept us. But only after we'd been here for a generation did we start to realize that this place had changed us. We have come to realize that a large part of what made us who we are was the Slua, in a very different way. The Slua is unknowable. It reaches out and muddies the minds of lesser beings, and on some level feeds upon that. It subsists on memory and dream. And though in its raw form, it can become oppressive, when tempered by beings like the Wenya, it can exist in harmony to help keep this place safe. So the Slua was bound only to feed on those unworthy by the Wenya. When the Wenya left or went to sleep, or their presence became lessened, the Slua became more powerful, and many of our kind sought it out. It crept in so slowly and gradually. First a fascination, then an obsession, and then many of us began to worship it. And then they started going into the spiral. Most of them did not come out. And those who did only wished to infect the rest of our tribe. The cult of the Slua is growing. There are many Drow in the spiral who only wish to see it grow. That is why we cannot go. We are susceptible. The strongest of us were corrupted. So our only recourse is to burn this forest down.
Well, we're not as susceptible, perhaps. My friend here was just attempted to be swayed by a powerful being and resisted it with nary a thought about it. So perhaps we're exactly what you need.
We're not of this place. So perhaps my friend Audrim speaks true, that we are better equipped for this in this specific instance.
I don't know if there's any truth to this, but perhaps if we can rid the Slua of its corruption, your kinfolk will return to you.
I was thinking that too.
Well, I do not dare to hope to see my people again, but perhaps there is some merit to this. I can tell you where to go. There is a seal there we dare not break. Perhaps if your friend reappears, she could possibly break it. She draws you a map, and there is a very circuitous route that you will need to take down deep. And when you get there, you will find a door, and the Knight of Brambles will open this door and let you in. If this is a true quest, she will doubtless meet you there. In the meantime, none of our people can know that I've agreed to this, so you will go a secret way. And I will deal with the rest.
You want to berate us publicly for your benefit?
No, that kind of theater is unnecessary. There are enough people here who would see through it anyway. No, we'll handle this subtly, and we will wait a time And unless we know you have been successful, the burning will transpire. So I wish you luck. And if you must cut down my countrymen, have no fear of hurting any of our feelings. Those people were dead to us long ago. And you will see them. So, she leads you to a door that you didn't see before. Yeah. Secret door. Weird. And then she leads you down a path into an area that widens off into a bunch of other tunnels, you presume are secret tunnels, and you make your way down.
Thank you.
We will try to be worthy of this trust, Your Grace.
I'm deeply sorry for your many losses.
Yes, well, if this works, we can leave that in the past.
We will attempt to save those that can be saved.
Do not try too hard. We can be very persuasive. All the luck of your ancestors and whatever gods you worship. And then she turns around, closes the door behind her. A dark tunnel leads out before you. Is there anything people would like to do on their way to this horrible door?
I don't know how you guys feel about taking a rest.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Let's rest in this tunnel. This is a nice tunnel to rest in.
Yeah, if you wish to take a rest before she closes a door and leaves you in, she will allow you to take a rest.
That'd be great.
So you can go ahead and take a long rest.
Delightful.
Before you go down into the presumable end of this whole thing.
And maybe our lives.
Yes.
Yeah, you know.
Something to look forward to.
All right. So you wake in a drow chamber where you were able to sleep and rest without having to set guards or anything. And you make your way. Windy tunnels, takes a while. You follow this map and eventually you get to an end of a tunnel and it narrows down into a big round stone plate. And that plate is marked with a giant spiral and a lot of runes around it. And you speak drow, Zika, so you can see those are definitely like runes of warding, you know, containing, you know, don't go in.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't dead open inside.
Yes.
I don't think this is it.
We took a wrong turn at Halibut.
So, what do you do?
What do these three triangles mean?
Oh, that's a naughty drow word. Does anyone know how we contact the Knight of Brambles?
We don't. She contacts us.
I think she said... No, I don't know.
She said she would meet you there, and she had a way.
Right, that's what she said.
Then I'll examine the runes, but it sounds like we are waiting.
Alrighty, so give me an arcana check.
I will too.
11.
Okay, I got a 14.
You might be able to hack through them with that sword.
They'd probably want to absorb that magic too.
I think perhaps it's best we wait.
Agreed.
Okay. Yeah, we can take some time and come up with our secondary plan if the Knight of Brambles doesn't show up. So we can see if we can come up with a better plan than let's hack through this with the sword.
So you are waiting around for a while, bouncing around a lot of different ideas, but about the point you get to where you run back to, well, the sword would work, but maybe we should wait. A little moat appears in the air and widens, and a Knight of Brambles shoots out the fairy door. She just walks out the fairy door. Like, she knows how to use a fairy door, unlike anybody else so far in this campaign.
She three-point landings it while I tumbled out.
Yeah, she lands, does a three-point landing, the hair flip.
Superhero landing!
Didn't even know there was a breeze down here.
Yeah, no, she walks through and, I knew you'd make it. So what have you learned?
It's not good.
She gives you a look that says, really? I am surprised.
I think it's worse than we thought is where that was going.
We certainly learned a great deal about how this has affected the drow.
I'm imagining their plan for dealing with this was different.
Yes.
We're trying to prevent that plan from happening.
Let me guess, it involves fire?
In a forest.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they have little option.
Is there a way to reverse the corruption?
Perhaps. Honestly, I don't have an answer to that question, because I don't know where this corruption came from initially. But if I get a look at it, and we're not corrupted ourselves or killed, I think we can get a better idea. But I have hope that we can stop and hopefully even reverse what has happened here. At the very least, if we can get the Wenya back, it's something.
Aye. I'm certain those answers lie within.
Yeah, that they do.
There was mention of the Kaliak?
Yes, the witches.
Do we know what happened to them?
I don't know. Many say they left, but I have a hard time believing them. They're bound to this place in a way that would make it very difficult for them to just turn their backs and leave. Maybe we'll learn more when we get down there. Or maybe they're already down there. That could be good.
Right.
Or it could be very, very bad.
So we're about to cut through this door.
Did you show her the sword?
No.
Well, you need something very, very strong to cut through that door. Your hammer
Razor.
Would not do it.
Yeah, we have a bad plan for that. But now that you're here, we don't have to go with bad plan number 1 through 6. So,
no, just take my hand. And she, both of her hands out, and you touch her hands, and you disappear, and then reappear. Total darkness. Unless you still got that torch.
Oh, no, that's probably been out for a while out of respect for the drow, so I'll have to fire that back up.
Yes. I'll cast produce flame for you.
All right, well, there you go.
As she teleports you through the door somehow, and you're on the other side of this cavern, and it looks not unlike other unworked stone caverns that you're spending a lot of time in lately, but there's definitely something. The minute you walk through here, that is permeates the air. It's a feeling that is not dissimilar to when you fought the Forgotten or when you were in the swamp. But it's just on the periphery. Your minds, you know what it is, so you're able to instinctively fight against it until it really is projected towards you. You've been bolstered against this place as much as you possibly can. I cannot tell you what awaits us in there, but we must walk the spiral to the center. I imagine there will be many obstacles for us. So, let us go.
I have nothing else planned for the day.
All right. So you make your way through this area. You're feeling that constant sense of confusion in the back of your heads. And eventually, you come to a place where the cavern begins to narrow, and it eventually becomes so narrow that you have to travel single file. So, Fiora will be at the front. What's the party order? This is old school D&D.
Yeah.
I'll go next.
Okay.
You want to shoot lots for it, Audrin, or you want me to go next?
You can go next. That's fine.
All right.
Okay. So, you go down this very narrow single-file place, and eventually it widens out into another area, and as the knight makes her way in, she throws up her hand to stop, and she looks, sees something. And this room that it widens out into is about 40 by 40 round room. That there's another exit from the other side. And those of you who are right behind her can see on the ground in the center of the cave what appears to be a human infant. It is on the ground, just kind of wriggling around, and when Fiora breaks the era, it starts crying. And she just throws her hand up and then walks toward it. And I'm gonna make her roll something. Yeah, she gets to the center of this area and then kneels down in front of it. And then her head shoots up and she looks all around. And that's when she is descended upon by many drow. And we're going to roll initiative.
The old baby trap. It's a cunning gambit. Works every time.
All right, Razor.
19.
Kiernan.
22.
Zika.
14.
Nolan.
This is not a perception or deception check, so just a 14.
Okay, so the first thing that happens is one of these drow, they are armored in that kind of weird pseudo chainmail that they wear. They are shaved completely bald, and they have white spiral tattoos all over their bodies, and their eyes are solid white. But they don't appear to be confused. They appear to be very hostile. And one of them jumps down and attempts to strike Fiora with a short sword. That is a clean miss. And then we go to Kiernan. I don't know where you are in the order.
I'm way in the back. Can I see into the room or no? I probably can't.
You would need to move forward into the room.
I can't, I'm assuming.
Normally you could move through a friendly area, but it's so tight here.
Right.
So what you can do, you can hold an action and wait till you can see one of them, but everyone else would need to move in front of them. So two more pop out and do the same to swing on Fiora. And you're very lucky, they roll horribly. And then as Fiora's go, yeah, she pulls out her longsword and takes a swing at one of them. And, oh, that is really good. That is a critical. So in her first shot, she reaches and cuts down one of these cultists and then takes another swing. That is the opposite of that. That is a one. But one is down and she is on her feet. And guess what? There's no baby. Razor.
I'm going to hold because I'm towards the back.
Yep. Alrighty. Well, these cultists are going to keep on wailing on the Knight of Brambles because she fell for that little baby trap. Alrighty. She is missed.
It was not one of those naturally occurring cave babies.
All right, Nolan, it is your go.
All right. Well, is Zika still in front of me?
Yes.
Yeah, I could totally pick Zika up and we could go in the room, but I don't think that's appropriate.
You two in the front see that there are eight of them all around. Actually, so, Nolan, if you wanted to, you can make a ranged attack over Zika because she's small and you are not.
Yeah, we can do that.
So it widens out at some point, right?
It widens out right where you are.
Okay.
You just need to step into the room.
Okay.
I'm going to wait only because I've got my shield out and my torch out, and like doing the bow and dropping all this crap is going to be a problem. So.
All right. Another one of these cultists leaps forward and manages to hit the Knight of Brambles. And considering how many have attacked her so far, her armor class is really good. Oh, Zika, you are next.
I will run forward and bust out a war cry. Black Oak Full Crusher! And I'll attack the first cultist in front of me.
Okay.
Oh, that's not good.
Okay. All right, but the good news is Zika has moved.
Yeah, and I will move forward. I will drop the torch a couple feet into the room, you know, right around where the baby was, and burn the ghost baby just in case. And I will draw my sword and I will attack one of the ones, and I will move next to Zika so I can do some sucking up of damage over there. And I will attack one of those.
Alrighty. And you can get to one who is either 5 feet away from one or 5 feet away from them, whatever suits your sneak attack best.
I can do either. So the one that engaged Zeke, I can use that one. And I will get a 17.
That will hit.
We will do 20 points of damage.
Okay. So once Zeke moves, Nolan steps into the room, runs up to one of them, and just
disembowels.
Yeah, just hacks him, cuts him down in a horrible way. And now next, Ordrum, the way is clear for you to do something.
All right. As a bonus action, I'll cast Spiritual Weapon and get right in there with that, and then I'll move up to fight.
Okay, cool. So, a magic warhammer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a magic warhammer appears by one of these cultists, and we'll hit it, hopefully.
No.
Swing at it. Okay. And then the way is clear for Kiernan to shoot at
move up
something.
Just into the doorway, and yep. I'll shoot at...
There's so
first
many.
One I see, yeah.
You want to shoot at one that hasn't gone yet, or one that has already gone? That's really your choices.
I'll shoot at one closest to Fiora.
Okay.
21 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be 9 points of damage.
Yeah, you ping one, and it is... it's noticed you.
Ah.
Already. And then one runs up and swings on Nolan. 14 misses you, I'm assuming.
He does.
One will... jump over at that weasel person who ran in the room.
All right, well, I'll invoke protection at this point. They can roll at disadvantage.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
That's good, because they rolled a 19. Then they rolled a 14.
14 will miss.
Woo! There you go. So, yes, so one of these cultists jumps up off the wall, runs at Zika, and then Nolan just swings in front and just knocks it with his weapon.
Probably my shield, but yeah.
And your shield, yes. And one of these runs up to where Razor is, and swings on him. And that is a 16, which I'm pretty sure misses.
Yeah.
And then the last one in the order is going to do something to that guy in the doorway. Give me a wisdom saving throw.
No, that's definitely a miss.
Okay. You hear these horrible whispers in Drow, and you take 13 points of psychic damage.
Whoa, that's a lot.
As you are hit with dissonant whispers.
Does that temporary hit points affect that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we go to the original dead cultist, who is dead, and I can't take off the initiative for some reason. And Kiernan. Back to your regular turn.
Do I know who did that to me?
Yeah, you can tell.
I'll shoot at that one.
Because he didn't swing on anybody.
Okay. 16 hit?
16 does hit.
Oh, whew. Minimum 7.
Okay. That definitely hits home with that guy. One of the original cultists continues to wail on Fiora, the one that she, well, somebody hit, and he misses. Next one will keep attacking her. Also miss. Fiora. Oh, I know what she's going to do. She will slash at one of the ones who was hurt and kill it, and then she will disappear and reappear behind another one on the other side of the room as she uses Misty Step.
Ew.
Which is one of my favorite spells, because you can do it as a bonus action.
Yeah.
Lamp. Ordrum.
All right. Spiritual Weapon will attack.
Okay.
And miss. And then I will attack.
Okay.
15 hit?
15 will hit.
All right, 10.
Okay.
And I'll attack again.
All right.
And hit again, 4.
All righty, you kill another one. There are less and less of them in here. You are really taking it to them. And then... one of these standing cultists is going to... yeah, give me a wisdom save there, Razor.
14.
Okay, so as a consequence of failing that dissonant whispers check, so you have to either move as far away as you can or... oh, sorry, I'm reading the wrong thing.
I do.
You just had to move as far away as you can.
Okay.
Yep.
Sorry, go away. So I moved down the hallway.
Shouldn't make that much of a difference.
Did I make my save at 14?
You did make your save. Okay. You take 6 psychic damage, but you do not have to move.
Okay.
And Nolan.
All right. I assume there is still a bunch of them engaged with various people, because it's not that big a room.
There are 3 left, actually. No, there are 4. There are 4.
Well, I will pick one out that hasn't struck yet and go after that one.
Yep.
Oh, that's a crit. It's a natural 20.
All right. Nice. Okay.
And so that's 22.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. How do you hack that one apart?
I think I probably just a neat little throat jab. Let's try to be efficient about it.
All right. And Zika.
I will pick one out, attack with my shillelagh. Oh, that will hit for 25.
Oh, yeah.
For a mighty 8 points of damage.
Okay.
So I knock him in the knees.
Dead one, dead one, not dead one. I don't know who's attacking who, but it doesn't matter. There's a lot of them. It's going to swing at Razor. 18.
Miss.
Yeah, that's a... Oh, there's another not dead one. And that one will swing at Nolan and miss. And this one's going to attempt to swing at Zika.
I can also, as a reaction, throw protection and make that attack at disadvantage.
Okay. Well, we know who Nolan's favorite is.
Oh, that's been pretty clear.
The smallest one that was beat up and can't get out of fairy doors without her.
13 misses you. I know that, so you're good. Yes. Once again, Nolan's shield flies in front. And Kiernan.
I run.
Okay. And dead cultist, dead cultist. Fiora. She is behind one. She misty stepped behind. And a ring of thunder peals out as she thunderously smites one to death. Which is completely unnecessary, but very cool.
Cinematic.
Yes. And then we go to Razor.
Our spiritual weapon will hit.
Yay!
9 points of damage.
Okay, that's going to bring one of them down.
All right. And then one in front of me, crit.
Okay. I can't imagine you won't kill it.
11.
Ooh, you don't.
Yeah.
All right, so there are two remaining. And Nolan.
All right. Well, let's go pick off that one that is engaging somebody. As long as it's engaged with somebody, I can fuck him up.
Yeah, there's one that is engaged with Razor.
Oh, but I'm going to totally miss that one. As I move over to Razor, I dodge a body or something because the room's now full up of bodies.
Full up of drow bodies.
Yeah, and so I will miss. I will get, well, I'm assuming I will miss with a 6.
Yes.
Not a great that roll, definitely so miss. I'm going to guess that.
Zika.
Shillelagh. Miss.
Oh, man.
Well, we were all cocky with those crits, and now it's just...
All right. These two last ones are going to gang up on Nolan. And that's a miss. And that is a... Jeez. Don't even worry about your armor classes, guys. These guys can't do anything. Hey, Kiernan, you're back.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
There's one that is really hurt, and another one that is unhurt, and then a pile of dead ones.
Move close enough to be able to shoot an arrow. I'll try to hit the hurt one.
Okay. Two. Yeah, you don't even need to roll anything. You have 2 hit points.
Oh.
It's dead. And ready? Fiora. She looks around and then starts looking down the other tunnel. Because there's one left and it's got Ordrum and Nolan. It's like, is in the center of them. She's like, this is fine. So, Razor.
Spiritual weapon hits.
Okay.
11.
Alrighty. It's still up, but...
Right. I missed.
Okay. Nolan.
Alright, well, hey, I will attack him. Because that's what I do. Oh, it's not a crit, but it is a 23. So give me a second here.
Yeah.
14, 15, 15.
Oh, yeah. Alright, so, yeah, there is a lone cultist who is showing the same amount of zeal as if he was still surrounded by the other 7, is just, into the center of a giant spectral warhammer, a dwarf, and a human bristling with weapons. And then Nolan just, it gets bonked on the side of the head by the hammer, and then swatted at by the dwarf, and then... How does it die, Nolan?
Let's see. I will come up as he's kind of faced off against Ordrum and not to completely backstab him, but I will come along and give him a good upstroke through the ribs and, put something into something vital so he dies quickly. Because, We're trying to be heroic here.
All right. And you heroically dispatch the last cultist, and it gets quiet in this horrible place.
Don't trust any more babies.
Who trusts babies?
I do not know.
Apparently these drow cultists can summon illusions.
And do other horrible magic.
I have assembled a mighty group of heroes. We were outnumbered severely by these things.
Well, that's great. Can you get them to come help us?
Yeah, I'd appreciate that too.
The only way I could do that is by magic I do not possess and would not use if I did.
Well, let's press on then.
Yes. Before we go, there's one last gift I will impart to you. As we are on this quest, and you have not faltered, I will bestow upon you the gift of fifth level.
Hey!
And you will all level up! And we will see you in 2 weeks! Our Patreon is patreon.com/AOEpodcast. You can email us at entropypod@gmail.com and find us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you find me on Instagram, you get all that too. But either way, everybody have a good time.
Hey, a good time.
Yeah.
Alrighty. We will see you in 2 weeks, and hopefully we will suss out any weird audio issues that happen in this episode. So thanks for listening.
Thanks so much, everybody.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And once again, we would love to thank our Apprentice Architect Patreons, Jillian and John Christensen, Kevin Mike, Suzanne Bell, and Caitlin Thompson. We could not do this without you. You can join our Patreon at patreon.com/AOEpodcast. Have fun. We'll see you next time.